Chapter 31. Keeping watch over riches wastes the flesh, and the care of wealth drives away rest. Concern for one's livelihood banishes slumber, and a serious illness carries off repose. A faithful comrade drives away reproach, and the friend who keeps secrets is as dear as life. The rich man labors to pile up wealth, and his only rest is wanton pleasure. The poor man toils for a meager subsistence, and if ever he rests, he finds himself in want. The lover of gold will not be free from sin, for he who pursues wealth is led astray by it. Many have been ensnared by gold, though destruction lay before their eyes. It is a stumbling block to those who are avid for it, a snare for every fool. Happy the rich man found without fault, who does not turn aside after gain. Who is he that we may praise him? He, of all his kindred, has done wonders, for he has been tested by gold and come off safe, and this remains his glory. He could have sinned but did not, could have done evil but would not, so that his possessions are secure and the assembly recounts his praises. If you are seated at the table of the great, do not bring a greedy gullet to his table, nor cry out, "How much food there is here!" Remember that gluttony is evil. No creature is greedier than the eye, therefore it weeps for any cause. Recognize that your neighbor feels as you do, and keep in mind your own dislikes. Toward what he eyes, do not put out a hand, nor reach when he does for the same dish. Eat what is set before you like a well-brought-up person, and do not be greedy, lest you be despised. Be the first to stop, as befits good manners. Do not gorge yourself, lest you give offense. If there are many with you at table, do not be the first to reach out your hand. Does not a little suffice for a well-bred man? When he lies down, it is without discomfort. Distress and anguish and loss of sleep and restless tossing for the glutton. Moderate eating ensures sound slumber and a clear mind next day on rising. If perforce you have eaten too much, once you have emptied your stomach, you will have relief. Listen to me, my son, and do not scorn me. Later you will find my advice good. In whatever you do, be moderate, and no sickness will befall you. On a man generous with food, blessings are invoked, and this testimony to his goodness is lasting. He who is miserly with food is denounced in public, and this testimony to his stinginess is lasting. Do not let wine drinking be the proof of your strength, for wine has been the ruin of many. As the furnace probes the work of the smith, so does wine the hearts of the insolent. Wine is very life to man, if taken in moderation. Does he really live who lacks the wine, which was created for his joy? Joy of heart, good cheer, and merriment is wine drunk freely at the proper time. Headache, bitterness, and disgrace is wine drunk amid anger and strife. More and more wine is a snare for the fool. It lessens his strength and multiplies his wounds. Do not rebuke your neighbor when wine is served, nor put him to shame when he is merry. Use no harsh words with him, and do not distress him in the presence of others.